start with the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. Tafresh Ayin. Ayin Gimel. Says Beis. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The hadlaka of Neiris is a mitzvah. Mufikach im kavsa kaidem sh'amiz mana. Ein zakakwa. Therefore, if it burns out before the end of the half an hour time, you don't have to relight it. Freg de Taz, it's two totally separate sugyas. The sugya of hadlaka oisa mitzvah, and the sugya of if it burns out, you have to relight it. One is completely independent of each other, and he doesn't understand what shaychus one has to the other. There's a mitzvah, hadlaka oisa mitzvah, we paskin, that the mitzvah is not the placement of the ner in a place for Tesumeniza, the mitzvah is lighting the ner. And you have to light it in a place for Tesumeniza. And even if it goes out afterwards, that's a totally, totally different halacha. He proves it for two reasons. The more simple one is that he says, "Dafilu and Timta Leima Anacha is a mitzvah." Even if you say that the placement is a mitzvah, you'll still say the same thing. You placed it for 3 seconds. You yaitza and have a nice day. Has nothing. One has nothing to do with the other. If you stopped the mitzvah and there's no more Tesumeniza, you just don't have to do it further. What does one have to do with the other? They frag the Taz. And he says, Al Karakok, what the Machaber means when he says, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, he's not coming to tell us the general rule that we have. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, v'lo yanocha. That's not what he's coming to say. All he means to say is, you were yaitz already. Kibat, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, you were yaitz already. And the Mela, if it burns out, you don't have to worry about it. The Lashon of the Gra, the Biur HaGra, he adds a drop to what the Taz says. Taz lashon is elohaki karmai kivan shehidlik takeif kiyam mitzvah. As soon as you lit, you mekayim the mitzvah. And that's it. He doesn't say any more. The Biur HaGra says, Vayin HaTaz shekot avdurot aloymar kivan shehidlik kiyam kivar ha-mitzvah. The Gra adds the word kivar. And the Gra adds, ve'ein tzarech yoyser. I don't know exactly what the Gra is adding in the Hezra of the Taz. The Taz says very simply, when the Mechaber says, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, you don't have to worry if it burns out, because you were yaitz to the mitzvah. Dr. Gra, 2 extra words. He says, Kiyem kvara mitzvah, you already were mekayim the mitzvah, and ve'ein tzarech yaitzer. What is the word? We all know the Gra is very careful with his words. What is the Gra adding that we didn't see straight out in the Taz? In the sugya on zakuk, kavsa zakuk lo, ein zakuk lo. If it burns out, do you have to relight it or not? Rashi's lashon in the tzad of zakuk lo, daf kof aleph amud aleph. First time Rashi mentions zakuk lo, Rashi says zakuk lo letakna. You have to fix it. And the other tzad of the Gemara is lechayra. I mean, you could. It's arguable. But pasuk ein zakuk lo means you don't have to fix it. When the Rambam brings down the halakha of Ein Zakuk Lo, the Rambam's lashon is Hidlika v'kavsa, if you lit it and it burnt out, Eino Zakuk lehadlika pam acheres. Why does the Rambam use the lashon that you're not Zakuk to relight? And Rashi uses the lashon that you're not Zakuk letakna. You don't know for sure. If it's going to burn out for sure, it could be not yet in the first. You don't know for sure they're going to burn out. It's just not good. You don't know if they're going to make it. And all the psulei shmanim is a chance, right? So the shaila is just a chiluk in the lashon of zakuk. Rashi says zakuk to be masakin. The Rambam uses the lashon zakuk by ein zakuk is ein zakuk to be madlik panacher. Mipashte, you may be able to be medayik that there will be a chilek if you start seeing it going out. You see it's starting to wane, the flame is starting to burn out, would you be mechayev to adjust it and help it stay lit or not? The Rambam says, you're not chayev, if it's kofsa, you're not chayev to relight it pam acheres. Mashma, if it totally went out, you don't have to completely relight it. However, if you see it going out, you would possibly have to try to fix it in a way that it shouldn't go out in the first place. Rashi's clearly mashma, you're not trying to be masakin it at all. You're not trying to worry about it. You light it, you see it going out, you don't have to touch the neck. Ein etzarach l'sakna. You don't have to fix it up. So yesh lakor, what exactly would this machlokes be? If you see it starting to wane, do you have to try to fix it and help it, or not? The Rambam seems to hold that you are chayiv, it's just that you don't have to, if it totally goes out, you don't have to completely relight it, and Rashi holds that that you're not chayiv to fix it up at all. I wanted to say that the Gra is coming to add in the Taz, Azoivi Rashi, that when the Taz says that you're ready mekayim the mitzvah and the mele kofzik ein zakuk la, what the Gra says is kiyem kvar hamitzvah. You were already completely yitzah. It's not that you have a mitzvah continuously going. Soon as you lit it, kiyem kvar, it's already done. You're done, it's finished with, and you don't have to be concerned with it going weiter at all. And that's why the Gra adds the two words ve'enai tzarech yitzah. You don't need more. You don't even need to be mamshechit at all. You were yoitzah, as soon as you lit it, you're over with the mitzvah, and you can forget about it. Whereas the Rambam's mashma, that there would be an inyan still to continue this mitzvah, because it's not already done. It's not kvar. Yotzah, hagam vipaskin adlok v'yisa mitzvah. But we won't say that you're already finished and done with the mitzvah to the extent that there's no chiyuv to be mamshechit.
Maybe we have the person
that could be. So we're going to look into that machloek.
That could be the machloek to fix it if it's not out, but when it goes out, you don't have to fix it.
The shaila is what the chiyuv demands of you. What does the chiyuv demand of you? If you have adlock already, as long as it went, it went. The shaila is what is the chiyuv to be mamshach? If the chiyuv is as Yankee is saying, if the chiyuv is as Yankee is saying, that the chiyuv to be mamshach would be off presuming nisa, and perhaps you'd be right.
Okay.
But there may be a tzad that the chiyuv to be mamshechit has nothing to do with pesulinis. Look into that. Vaita, there's a shayla. When the two simonim later in Tafresh Ayin Hey, when the Mechaber brings down the real halacha of hadlaka isa mitzvah, v'loy hanaka, and he says the words v'loy hanaka, which he doesn't say in the first simon that we mentioned. Well, here he says, Hadlaka is a mitzvah v'loy hanacha. And on that, the Mishnah Brura says, how do we know that? Look, the Mishnah Brura, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, the first Mishnah Brura on the Simen, Tafei Shayin Hei, Midim Mevarchina Nasheh Kedishanu B'metzvaita V'tzivanu Lahad Lekner. From the fact that we make the bracha Lahad Lekner, is a raya that the mitzvah is the adlaka. It's interesting to note that the Gemara brings down two rayas. The Gemara brings down a raya mitzad, a braisa, a halacha, that if you have an ashash, if you have a kli that was already lit in the Erev Shabbos, so machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if you were lighting it al Shabbos or you were lighting it al Chanukah. But you have already a light that was lit from Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, the halacha is mechada umadlik, and that's it. And the Gemara's Medayik, from the fact that it doesn't say you have to pick it up and put it back down, is the charaya that you don't need a new mitzvah of hanocha, because it's not hanocha, it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is dafka the hadlaka. So it's interesting to note that the Gemara brings down this raya, and it says, ve'oid midim avarchinat, from the fact that we make the bracha lahavlik, and the Mishnah Brura drops that. The Mishnah Brura only brings down the raya from bracha, he does not bring down the raya from ashashi. Kenirah, the difference between the two rayas may be that from the hadlaka, from the bracha, perhaps all you would see is that the ikar mitzvah is the hadlaka. Because Rashi, in the sugya of Hadlaka is a mitzvah Oyanaka, Rashi says that the shaila is, what's the ikar mitzvah? Zok Rashi. I Hadlaka is a mitzvah. I a mitzvah shalchanaka tluya be Hadlaka. Madlikin kida'atkecha mimenayra. The I Hanaka is a mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah so talya be Hanaka.
Hadlaka is the
ikar. Huh?
The
he says it's tali. So Chmaster, there may be two things, but it's tov. In this is in the Havamin of the Gemara. In the Rif, it's interesting. The Rif stars Hadlaka Ois Mitzvah from the fact that Chayush Shaitiv HaKotan, who are Madlik, you don't just pick it up and put it by the window. You have to relight it, which the Gemara is doing for that right. Okay. But the Rift uses that as a raya, as hadlaka oisa mitzvah v'loi hanacha. And Rashi, in the Rift maskana, hadlaka oisa mitzvah, Rashi says, ikar mitzvah tluya v'hadlaka. So.
Rashi, the
Rift. Huh? There's no hekrif to say Rashi learned otherwise anymore.
Says otherwise.
Huh? He's mashma. First Rashi just says, "Ia mitzvah shalchanek kluya b'hadlaka." Ia nacha is a mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is a nacha. It doesn't say. But in the Rif, Rashi clearly says that the ikar mitzvah is totally b'hadlaka. So it's matter for Rashi that there still is somewhat of an inyan b'nageya to the hanacha, just that the ikar mitzvah is in the hadlaka. Kenirah. If the raya is just coming from the bracha, or perhaps even chayur sheitav katan, I'm not even sure. I didn't go into that so much. The riff, but you'd be able to still say that hanacha plays a role. The only raya that hanacha doesn't play a role at all, and it's only hadlaka, is from hashash, from the case of lighting when you lit something the erev Shabbos, and it goes till matzah Shabbos. Over there, we have a din that you have to put out the fire and relight it again. Why does the Braisa leave out Hanacha? Why does Hanacha doesn't play a role at all? Huh? Need both for what? Huh? The Shaila is Ikar and Tafel, or one or the other?
One is the Mitzvah, and one is like the Talmud Mitzvah. Light is the Mitzvah to light. Why do you light the light?
Okay, but whatever it is, the question is, will you yoitzu or not? Whatever the why is going to be, the question is, what is the din of being yoitzu, Tolian? What's the ikar mitzvah that you yoitzu and you don't have to relight again? That's the shay. When will you yoitzu? So the ikar mitzvah is the hadlaka, the ikar mitzvah is the hanachah, or it's not ikar and tafel, it's just one or the other. So Rashi's mashma that there's an ikar and tafel, or you want to say ikar and tam, whatever it is. And the Mishabura on the Machabra only brings down the raya from the bracha, which is also a stickle matzah that the ikar mitzvah is hadlaka. And the Rambam, when he brings down the halakha, he brings it down ashoshes shahoyse deylekas kol ayim kulay lemaksoy shabbos machabu mavorek umadlika shehadlaka hi a mitzvah v'lo yhanacha. So it's a stickle matzah from the Rambam that he's bringing the raya from Ashoshes because he holds that there's b'chlal no inyan in the hadlaka at all. So right off the bat we have a slight seeming stickle stira in Lishitasim. We're saying that according to the Rambam there's a reason to be mamshech the nerviter. And yet in this Rambam regarding Ashoshes he seems to say that there's no inyan of hadlaka whatsoever. There's no inyan to leave it there. The whole thing is just a length. And Rashi in the Shulchan Aruch is fakir. That binageya to if you see it going out, you could let it go out. There's no inyan to keep it going. Oh, but there still is somewhat of a mitzvah binageya to the hanach. It's not the ikar mitzvah, but there is an inyan to for hanach.
What does hanach have to do with leaving?
Huh?
What does hanach have to do with leaving? Hanach means a mitzvah hanach.
For what?
No, placing them there.
For the for Pesumenis.
Nothing to do with anything. Maybe I'll have luck. You all and you do a mitzvah by lighting it, you owe the mitzvah by putting it down. A mice are not. No, you will leave me.
Okay, really. Not more time. Oh, but the Rambam said. The Rambam holds it.
If you hold the Rambam, hold it.
If there's no one you know about Nacha whatsoever, then what's the meaning of the Rambam? There's nothing to do. You get to without luck. Have a nice day. If you're learning that there's an Indian Nacha Hadlaka.
Even if you hold the Hanacha,
no, but what's the Indian? If you, if you hold the mitzvah Hadlaka, the Iker, then what is the Indian Hanacha at all? Al Karkach, it would be an Indian Nacha from Inisa. What's the Indian? But well, if the mitzvah is not locker, the mitzvah is not locker. You make a bracha at locker, so then what's the Indian not locker at all?
That's a good question, but it's not from Inisa. You know why? Because it's not leaving it there. Anocha doesn't mean leaving it.
I don't know how long.
No, it's not a time period at all.
It's
just
more
for the meaning. No,
where is the mekar? If it's not out the continuing of a pesume nisa, where is the mekar in svara whatsoever to have any inyan of hanaka? If you're telling me the mitzvah is not hanaka,
that's unusual to be mazur, because you're saying that there is such a thing.
It's
pesume nisa. It can't be
pesume
nisa because hanaka doesn't mean to leave it there.
You need to put it in a place where people see
it. It doesn't mean to leave it there.
You need to
put
it in a place where people see
it. Put it down, that's it.
Huh?
It's not
put it down. Place it in a mock
and
assuming
place it.
That's
and
it.
And I look
it's not
in the
mitzvah of Hakbar and Anacha.
Yeah, it is.
Chasr Shalom. Okay. Weiter. Another thing that comes up is, when I get to Ashashis itself, Tosfos says that even if you want a Taina Anacha, it's a mitzvah, so why does it say you have to be Madlik again? We need adlaka for zog taisis because even if the mitzvah is the hanacha, you'd have to be madlik again because you lit it l'tzarech Shabbos. And the mela, interesting lashon taisis, it's not nicker that it was l'shein Chanukah. The mela, you're gonna have to relight again even l'shita hanacha isimitz. Comes out l'fi taisis, the braisa of Ashoshis is referring to somebody who lit either for neir Shabbos or something that was not nikkur to be Neir Chanukah, whatever it was, but you're lighting B'inyan Shabbos, and that would require a new adlaka. The Mela, even Lamaskanas HaGemara, that we spar that it's not an Akhoi's mitzvah from the fact that we don't require you to move it again, Motzei Shabbos, all we require you to do is to put it out and relight it. So we're saying adlaka's mitzvah. But you'd have a Shaila, you have to relight it because the original lighting was not nikkur L'Shem Chanukah. What about if you taka lit one night of Chanukah and it leads into another night of Chanukah? Would you have to relight again? So the Mishnah Brura on the Mechaber, when the Mechaber brings down the halacha of Ashoshis, the Mishnah Brura says, Clark, Mechaber umadlika l'shei mitzvah, ve'enoi moyel ma'ashed lika esmo, l'shei mitzvah, even if you lit it yesterday l'shei mitzvah Chanukah, the kol yom of yom and multiban pe nafsho. Lizak the Mishabura and the Machabir. I'll leave it to Taisis. We don't necessarily have any Hechrich or Raya from Ashashis, because we're going in a case where it was lit Lashab. The Rambam, also not necessarily any Hechrich. The Rambam says, Ashashis, Shaisa, Dilekis, Tola, Yom Kulai, Limoitzoi, Shabbos, Machabir. Now, the Rambam doesn't need to bring rights to Adlaka or Anoch. He's telling us the Halakha. So if he's bringing down Ashoshis, why does he have to specify Motzei Shabbos? Just tell me the halacha. One night to the next night, you're not yotze. It's mashma from the Rambam, the davka from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos is a problem because it's not nikkur, not halacha. Of his mashma, if you tack it lit one night going into the other night, l'koyo would be okay. You don't have to light again. That would also be a shayla. What the machlokes is the machaber and the Rambam from Chanukah to Chanukah. One night of Chanukah to next
night. One hope that each night is in the first hope.
The lashon of the Gemara when it brings down the Braisa and the Rif and the Ran in the Rif all say that from the fact that you can make another bracha every night, Naisa is the new mitzvah. Nishna does, but the Girsa in the Rif is when we bring down the Braisa that describes my Chanukah, the Girsa of the Rif is. Kovim va'asolum l'ches yomim tovim.
Yeah, but there's a
So I don't think anybody argues on the fact that Be'etzem there's a new mitzvah every night.
May I interject?
Huh?
May I interject?
Good.
A new bracha doesn't have to say being another mitzvah.
You could argue on the Ram. That's what the Ram says.
Azoy zok the Ram.
Oh, but the Lashon and the Braita itself, anyway, is not whether it's Chet Yom Tovin. Yeah, and the Lashon of in our Gemara that doesn't say Kavim Vachson Chet Yom Tovim, but our Gemara anyway says Kavim Vachson Yom Tovim. So anyway, Masha, that every single day Be'etzem is Egin Yom Tov. So Kaniri every day is its own Yom Tov or Mitzvah, whatever it is, that wouldn't be the Machlokes. So what is the Machlokes, Rambam and the Machaber, if one night could be Yom Tov for the next night? I'm going to skip the next one, like this. We have a famous shayla in the Sugya Baba Kama, in the Chalikas Rishonim, when you say Eish Nisham Chitza, when you light a fire, and you chaya for the hezek that results from the fire, and it's Eish Nisham Chitza, it's your kayak that continues right there, do we say that everything that happens later in the fire is all nesiachet back to your original maisa? It was all done and included in your original maisa? Or do we say that you are continuously behind the energy in that fire and you are continuously doing whatever the fire is doing? Same as Machlokes and the Shaila, how could you light Neir's Erev Shabbos if you're continuously lighting? But we're not going to go there. But that's a Yaduah de Geshaila. If it's considered you're continuously behind the fire, or it's just that whatever happened in the fire is nisyach is back to your maisha. So we have a Moyadiga, famous Truma Tadashin. The Machaber says that if you light Erev Shabbos before Tzeifer Tzeifer, before Bein Hashmashis, even if it goes out before Kabbalah Shabbos, Ein Zakakwa. You don't have to relight.
Shabbos?
Huh? No, you go out to go down and you open the door and the wind blows it out. Before Bein Hashmash. Right? So the Machaber says, Ein Zakukla. Zay Zak the Machaber. Zakurimov, Imroitala Hachmir Lat, Mavel Lat, Lahadlik. Go do it, Abein Levarakale. The Taz brings down the Truma Tadeshin, which is Mazbur, which says this halacha. And the Truma Tadeshin says, Zibalt, you were already Mevarach. I don't know why the Bracha Dafka has to play a role. It seems like he's saying it's a Siva more than just a Simen. But Zibalt, you were already Mevarach, and it serves as a Hechsher because he couldn't do any later. To Hechsher Mitzvah Kemitzvah, and Mimela Ein Zakakla. The Taz bombs away on the Truma Tadeshin. And the Taz ends up saying, that Fakert Adrabba Medina, even though the Ruma says, Roitza Lahachmir Lachboy, what the Ruma really means is Medina Yechayetu. Over, you don't have to make a bracha. What would the Rambam say? So, Shaykh Evshalayim, at the aside of these few machlaisim, is that the Rambam holds that the Eish, when you light an Eish, you are consistently behind the fire, and you are consistently considered being madlik that fire. Because you put in the energy behind it, you're consistently lighting the fire. Nobody else, at least in this machloikis, will be holding like a Rambam. Truma Tadeshin says that the Baal Pi Madlik now, I don't know if you could say this is the Truma Tadeshin's town because he says he goes into Hechsher and Bracha and everything, but the Kemen Zagin, that if you're saying that you're Yoitza because of the Hechsher, Hechsher Mitzvah Kemitzvah Dehainu, the Seif HaDover is already Nichlal, there's no, it's B'tchilatze. You already have the Mitzvah now because of what you started and should be going weiter, but you already have it now. Which is very similar to what we had in the Lashon of the Gra, you're kvar yatsa. You're done. Even if you don't end up having the mitzvah later. You did your chiyuv, you're kvar yatsa, you're finished with it, there's no inyan whatsoever to go weiter, because once you did the maisa that Chazal or Mechayiv you to do, and in the situation of Erev Shabbos, it's to light it before Bein HaShemashis, you're kvar yatsa ve'ein sarach yatsa. There's nothing more needed. Soifay not betchilata, everything's done. The Rambam holds, fakir, the reason why you'd be yatsa on Erev Shabbos is because it's considered that you're continuously being madlik. Hashtetuch, without the Isser on the Lech of Shabbos, we were not even going to go there. But it's considered that you're being madlik later. When you light Erev Shabbos, you're not being yatsa midin hashem mitzvah. When you light Erev Shabbos, your fire is going weiter, and the Rambam holds you're continuously being madlik yenoach. Memela, lefizah, if it goes out, the Rambam lechayu would hold you have to be madlik again. Because the b'chlal don't have your mitzvah. Mitzvah bracha. Because you don't have anything. We had a shaila in the Lashitase of the Rambam that the Rambam holds, Kofsa ein zakuk lahadlik tam acheres. If the tzayach to relight the ner on Erev Shabbos, afilu according to the Taz that you don't make a bracha, okay? The Taz holds you don't make a bracha. Why? Because you already started and say, what's the Taz lashon? Darei kvar beirach beheter. Even according to the Taz that Medina you have to relight again, it's not considered a whole Naya Hadlaka and Gansan. You did something, it didn't work out, but it's not like the bracha was bottle. You don't make another bracha.
You have
to relight it. But Vaisai is not considered completely a whole Naya. According to the Rambam, you weren't Yotze at all yet. Relighting again would be in Gansen and Nayer Hadlaka, and that's the Lashon of Rambam, which he says by Kofta Ein Zokuk La Ein Zokuk La Hadlika Pam Acheres. According to the Rambam, you're not Yotze at all with the Haskola. You're only Yotze Be'etzem Al Kosayf, and it's considered you're lighting on Shabbos. But the original Maisa you did is Bechlaunish came Mitzvah. The Mele, if it goes out, he would hold that making a new Hadlaka would be in Gansen a Pam. A whole new hadlaka, and over here you weren't yaitza the first time at all. The mele will be mechayiv a new hadlaka, and you have to light mitzvah bracha. The mele, going back to our machloksin, Ken Zogin, that the Rambam holds that even though hadlaka is a mitzvah v'loy hanacha at all, there's no inyan whatsoever in hanacha. Aval pikein, there's an inyan that if you see it going out, to schlep it weiter. Because the Rambam holds, he brings down the Shir of Shemen, which he didn't really go into, but there's a whole shaila, what the Shir of Shemen that has to be Chatzisha, what is that? Is that a Shir in terms of the mitzvah? That there's nothing if you don't have the Shir? Or is it just a Shir that you should have to Sumei Nisa? The placement of the Rambam's halacha in the Shir of Shemen would be mashma that the Rambam holds that the Etzem, when you're lighting, and the Shemin is supposed to last through Acha Tichlo Egma Kutsuk, the Rambam holds your lighting throughout that span of time. The Mela, even if it starts petering out, the Etzin, you have a Chiv to make it continue going right. You never have a Chiv to restart and totally relight a Ner Pamacheres because you're Yotzim with Hadlaka. But Kol Zman the Hadlaka is going, to the extent of Ashatichol Regal Menashuk, you're chayiv to keep it going. So again, there's nothing in Hanukkah according to the Rambam. There's no halacha at all based on Ashashis. Hanukkah does not play a role at all. There's a chiyuv that calls man the Ash is going weiter, you're being madlik weiter. Yes. And the Mela, if the Ash is still around and you see it going out, you taka be chayiv to extend it Ashatichol Regal Menashuk. Why the Rambam could hold that you could go from one night to the next night of Hanukkah. Rambam holds that it's a Hamshaka. It continues to go weiter. So it's as if tonight I'm also being Malik. So even though avada, if I wanted, I could put it down and make a new bracha, because every yom tif and every day is its own yom tif and its own mitzvah. Ich hab die mitzvah. Ich bin madlik yes as well. Can Zaini be able to make a bracha? Avad yom biyachas haroya. Like gara. I can make a bracha shalat sanisi. He wouldn't be able to make an ayah bracha vadlaka. Right? But bottom line is, could you be yitza with the ner from the night before? Yeah. Because it's chashiv that I'm being madlik now as well.
If it's chashiv being madlik now, you can make a new bracha avlak over
there. That's very short. When you give the chabrut, you can pay it. I'm going to get
so excited. We only have one bracha then.
Huh?
You only have one bracha question.
I don't know, but I'm only, we're discussing if you could be yitza or not. Can you be yitza or not? I'm not discussing
the
bracha.
That's to the evidence.
Okay, the zelig could be yitza. That's like that the Rambam held in that you could go from one night to the next, because also it's continuing Hamshacha. Binagir to the Shir Shemen, we said also it's a Varda because you're going right with the Shir Shemen. There's also one more Nakuda, and that would be if you're Machaber the Mazid. The Machaber holds that if you're Machaber the Ner, the Mazid, the Mishabruah says, Yechayiv Lahadlik Pamacheres. Okay, only b'shoyget Yifu goes out. The Ein Zaka Klop. But if you mechaber the mezid, you chayev lahadlik oitz. Huh? No, it's out of bracha. It's out of bracha. So, and the Rambam is soitzim. The Rambam just gives one straight halacha. Kavsa Ein Zakuk lahadlikoi pam acher. So you have to say, according to the Rambam, so if you already yoitzu it the first time, even if you mechaber the mezid, it's not going to be mechaber to light again, because the lighting again would be considered a pam acher. Cold man that I was yoitza my chiyah with the first hadlaka, so even if it didn't make it to the end of Ashadich L'Regel, and it's utter to put it out, because I'm chayiv, according to the Rambam, to keep it going Ashadich L'Regel, so it's utter to put it out. But if I put it out, so if the Baal Teh was already yoitza, lighting it again would be considered a hadlaka pamacheret, and you never chayiv to be madlik pamacheret.
Maybe only madlik at the beginning, because you're madlik the whole time. But if you stop your hadlaka,
No, but Kofsa, to be Yoytzi Yechiyev, it doesn't have to go the whole time, because Kofsa ain't Zakaplah.
That wasn't you. Your mice still go. You put a mice out there to go the whole time. Maybe you Mavato, mice and Mavato mice. If you just put it out, maybe it's like you stop.
Stop what? What's the difference if you stop it or somebody else?
I have a simple question.
Why do you have to...
The only shaila would be by a case of Kol Lechitzas. If I lit it in an oifen, we couldn't go in the first place all the way. Then you'd have a Kol Lechitzas. But the Rambam holds, and everybody holds it, Kavsa Ein Zaka Klal. If you put it out in the Mazid, you're not going to do it again.
Why do you have
a Chiyuv?
Why do you have
a Chiyuv?
Why do you have a Chiyuv to keep it going?
I shouldn't say Hadlaka, I'm not Hadlaka.
Why do you have a Chiyuv to keep it going?